The other guard is 14, Jishan Sui. At one forward, 23, Valerie Nawahine. The other forward is 35, Natalia Cravens. And at center, 42, Mata Tonga. The Seasiders come into this contest with an overall record of 4-4 and a Pac West record of 1-2. And now, here's the starting lineup for your Dominican University Penguins. At one guard, a junior from Loomis, California, number 21, Taylor Deneau. The other guard is a senior from Valencia, California, number 2, Melissa Boscarino. At one forward, a freshman from Soquel, California, number 24, Natalie Diaz. The other forward is a senior from Carrollton, Texas, number 25, Danny Weathered. And the lady in the middle, a sophomore from Valencia, California, 14, Sandra Ikiara. The Penguins come into this contest with a record of 6-4 and a Pac West record of 2-1. Coach Lacoste is assisted by Vanique Allen.
Well, thank you, Mark Carlson, for that beautiful little lineup to start tonight's game. Oh, yes. Happy New Year, everybody, from Penguin Radio. Stuart Horn with you. And Happy New Year from myself and Leona George Davidson and the rest of us here at Penguin Radio at Dominican University of California. Seasiders, Penguins. Penguins with a tip out. And the Penguins attacking that southern hoop here at the Conlin Center. The shot on goal by Deneau from the right side is no good. The rebound, Diaz, left side is a little bit deep. Taken down by the Seasiders. Just underway. The Penguins 2-1 in conference play, of course. These two teams met approximately a year ago as Deneau steals it away on the other end from Celeste Claw. She passes it off to Danny Weathered, right side, can't get it. Weathered heaves one up, gets it off the back of the rim, over to Diaz, can't get it. Four shots, Ikeor the rebound. Bosco, three ball deep. And the rebound taken down by Valerie Nawahine. Off to our right, shooting very quickly, Seasiders. From the left elbow, that's Mata Tonga, the 5'11 junior. She fires it off deep. Well, it's about eight shots. Neither team can score. Deneau, Diaz, left corner. Danny, top of the key, drifts over to the right side. Now Diaz with a nice head fake. She goes into the middle, has it stripped away by Tonga. Tonga passes it back off to the point guard, Celeste Claw, who takes it in. And no looks it off to Jishan Sui, right side. Sui with a swish from the right. 2-0. Penguins trail. Down low now to Ikeora, who gets hammered. And a whistle with 8:32 to go in the first. A doubleheader tonight. Guys scheduled to go at 7:30. And Deneau will bring it in on the end line. She gets it into Weathered at the way out on the right wing. And Bosco drives in left side and has it tipped away by Natalia Cravens. 4-0. Seasiders. Deneau brings it into Ikeora off the window and another whistle. Yeah, it's not 4-0. It's 2-0. Although the board says 4-0. But in review of my own memory bank, I can only recall the single bucket. The swish by Sui. And in fact, they've now corrected the board. And it's 2-0 as good old Sandra Ikeora, the 5'11 sophomore, heads to the line as she knocks down the first one. It's 2-1, and the second one rattles out. Rebound Seasiders with Cravens, who stands at 6 foot even. Stolen away by Bosco, right in front of the booth. Right here in front of us, over to Deneau on the way. Deneau with a layup. Penguins take the lead for the first time tonight. 3-2. First broadcast of 2016, and the Penguins want to make it a good one. Penguins now on defense. And a long three ball by Nawahine is a little bit deep from the left side. And now Diaz throws it through the fingertips of Ikiora down low. 7:48 to go. Penguins by one. And an up and under around Bosco by Jayshon Sui. And she knocks it down 4-3. Penguins trail Danny, top of the key. Over to Diaz, to Deneau in the corner. Deneau, the first-year Penguin, has just been so impressive. Just getting better game by game. And she passes it from the baseline right under the bucket to the waiting Ikiora, who's able to knock it down 5-4 Penguins. And that's an example of what Deneau can do. Got the Deneau with an injured index finger on her left side. But she's still playing hard. And there goes Jayshon Sui again. Left side, this time a long deuce. Check it, that's a long three. Maybe it was a short three, a long deuce. It was a three, 7-5. Penguins trail as Danny Weathered has it. Danny sneaks into the middle, kicks out Diaz, three ball, no. Tipped out of bounds, and it looks like it went off by Nawahine. And yes, in fact, it did go out off of Nawahine. With 6:49 to go, it's a 7-5 ball game. In the first period, doubleheader, men and women, Pac West, conference basketball. Right here at Dominican. Worldwide, Deneau three ball after the quick inbounds. And BYU left her wide open. She just missed a little bit right. And the Seasiders transition quickly. Three ball by Jayshon Sui is short. Penguins with another rebound. 6:30. Gosh, there's so much action in this game. Both teams working very quickly as Danny Weathered pounds one home from the right side. So you look at, and to continue the thought on Deneau, whose offense has been astounding, but maybe only trumped by her incredible defense. And defense, it was the Penguins needed right there as Jayshon Sui from the right side buries another three. That's two in a row. 10-7, Deneau goes up. Ill-advised Deneau, just rejected by Mata Tonga, ends up on her back while the other two, while the other nine players transition to the other end. And Deneau, I'm not sure why she went after that shot. That was not like her to be without any patience whatsoever. But an assist by Boscarino to Ikiora works for the Penguins, and now it's 10-9 at the... Just a great play by the veteran, Melissa Boscarino. From Bosco was buried in the key and found Ikiora with a quick little no-look about 3 feet. And Ikiora was wide open. And that was a veteran look by Bosco. From the far sideline now, Deneau brings it in. 10-9, Penguins trail. Deneau drives in herself. Now kick out to Diaz as there was a lot of traffic. Back down low. Deneau turns, looks, in the air. Good! Penguins up by one now, 11-10. So Deneau with the bruised left index finger. Deneau with the improved defensive game since the break, the last time the Penguins played. As a turnaround, softly, from Emily Nelson, a 6'5" senior out of Mesa. She knocks it down, 12-11 Penguins trail. And now, Deneau, and Deneau throws it out of bounds. Well, that's what you get when you are an explosive, high-energy, high-action player like Deneau. You get your hands on the ball a lot, of course. And once in a while, it works. And once in a while, well, you never know. But I'll tell you one thing about Deneau is she's an exciting player. And I hope you are enjoying this exciting basketball game. We're going to be right back here on Penguin Radio Worldwide from Dominican University of California.
With so many voices and opinions out there, it's important to understand the facts. And the facts are that while you're a teen, you're still growing and developing, and drug abuse can have a lasting impact. It's important to understand the usual risks and effects, both short and long term. Know what you're jumping into before you take the leap. Knowledge can be the key to making your own best decisions. drugs can not only lead to jail time, but they can also do harm to your health. We only have one body, so let's take care of it. Get high on life, not drugs. This has been brought to you by the DJs of Finland Radio.
All right, we're back, everybody, right here on Penguin Radio. Radio.Dominican.edu, the official radio station worldwide at Dominican University of California. Stuart Horn with you, first period, 4:46 to go. 12-11, the Penguins trail. Inbounds, BYU Seasiders in the house. Penguins 2-1 in PacWest play, while the Seasiders are 1-2. So this is a big match. And bigger than that, the Seasiders knocked the Penguins out of the running last year in that the Seasiders were able, these two teams came down to the end of conference play last year to go to the tournament, and the Seasiders got by the Penguins and knocked them out. So the DUs really would like to pay back the favor a little bit. Deneau in the left corner. She runs into traffic. Bosco, 4:21 to go. Danny on the left elbow with a Danny with a head fake, but the ball got away from her for a second. Diaz now drives in. Diaz spins 360 off the window, and the Penguins are trying shots that they shouldn't be, it seems to me, as Diaz drives in. Now, she did draw the whistle, and the foul was committed by Kirsten, check it, Sheerston Nelson. But as Diaz misses the first one. But the Penguins are taking more off-balance kind of circus shots than they are steady, solid, well-thought, well-considered plays. 4:10 to go, 12-12, the second one goes. So Diaz, one for two on those two. Now transition is poor. Boscarino swipes it away from Jinshan Sui, and it turns into a deuce from Deneau as Boscarino finds Deneau. Now on the inbounds, Danny steals it away, drives in, bucket! Waved off. A foul committed by Danny. So Danny drove in, playing some incredible defense on the inbounds, stole it away, buried the deuce, but it was waved off. 14-12 Penguins, 3:47 to go in the first. Sui brings it up, double teamed. Sui is able to get it away to Sheerston Nelson, and Deneau again with a steal. Right side, Danny drives in, one-on-one, good! And fouled. So Deneau heaves it the length of the court. No foul? Bucket good, no foul. Aha, I see. So there was a whistle, and it was a wet spot, in fact, in the middle of the key. I got all excited thinking Danny drew it. But I was, rightfully so excited, in that it was a fine play by Weathered with the assist by Deneau. 3.5 to go. Penguins by 4. Oh, brother, bringing it up in between, trying in between everybody. Valerie Nawahine, and she trips over one of the Penguins, but I... Yeah, it's on Boscarino. There's a lot of traffic there. Inbounds, and the Penguins are really playing some defense now. They have stepped it up in a way I haven't seen, not just tonight, but in any game so far this season. Season's still pretty early as Emily Nelson buries a left-handed layup. Well, really just a hook shot. And that was Dr. J-esque. She was so close, but she was able to really extend the left arm. 3 minutes to go. Penguins on offense. And Boscarino from the right side takes it off the window and knocks it down. 2:50 to go. Penguins really quickly back to the other end. Tevette White's got it. She's got trouble. She's able to get it off to Nawahine. And the Penguins force the issue off the sideline. And I believe it's going to be on Ikiora. No, Ikiora. Well, let's see what happens. Sorensen comes in place of Ikiora. And now timeout has been called with 2:40 to go by the Seasiders right here on Penguin Radio. Well, everybody, it is an 18-14 game with 2:40 to go on this first broadcast back after the fall semester and before the beginning of the spring semester. So for all of you Penguins who are, I'm sure you're champing at the bit to get back to classes. I know I am. And it'll be nice to see all of you. But for now, I know you're out there listening to Penguin Radio and cheering on your Lady Penguins from your living room, enjoying the holidays. And the good news is there's a couple of weeks to go for those of you who are enjoying your break, unless you're like me and you're dying to get back to classes. It can't come soon enough, so that's why it's so nice to be with you tonight. All right, fans, here we go. 2.5 to go. 18-14. Can you imagine someone wants to get back to work? Goes against every cell in most people's bodies. Big, long three ball from the right side by the Seasiders. Nawahine can't get it. Weathered with a rebound. Weathered 360. Weathered goes in. Weathered goes in from the right side. Spins 360 within 5 feet of the bucket and almost made it. 208. Boy, is she an exciting player. She's so explosive. If you get a chance to get here to the Conlin Center, see Danny Weathered play. I mean, Weathered and Deneau. The two of those ladies are worth the price of admission alone, not to mention the outstanding play of the veterans. Sorensen, Boscarino, Ikiora. This is one incredible Penguin, Lady Penguin team. 143 to go as the Penguins steal it. Boscarino left side. They bring it up. Boy, the Penguins defense is just impossible to break through. Big, long three ball. Diaz right side. No! Oh, she just missed it. 90 seconds to go in the first. Penguins now on defense. Taylor Jackson, a 5'6" junior out of San Dimas, California, brings it up and throws it away the first minutes for Jackson. Danny, baseball pass. Sorensen in the key, overthrew her. This is just a chaotic, crazy first quarter as Boscarino comes in place of Danny Weather. But this is just full tilt. The Penguins are either just looking well-balanced and great. Conversely, as Deneau boots it out of bounds. And it goes way out. So they're either well-balanced, well-considered, and great, or they are just off-balance and chaotic to the hilt, which is also very exciting. And there's two distinctly different teams, and they're both on the court at the same time. And they're both the Penguins. That has nothing to do with the BYUs. 107 to go, fans, and the BYUs have it. Oh, Sorensen lifts a leg. Yeah. She pushed off on Sheerston Nelson. Nelson was driving in right side. And that's the first personal for Sorensen. But she lifted the leg and pushed off. Can't do that. 105 to go, fans. Penguins by four. 18-14. Deneau is trying to cover the inbounds. Somehow they get it into Nawahine. She fires off and misses from short range. And we're inside of a minute. Diaz brings it up to Bosco. Three ball on the way. Boscarino! Yes! Bosco way out on the left wing is able to knock down the three. 21-14. Penguins on defense. Quickly, Tevet White is able to convert from the left elbow. Oh, this is such an exciting game. 21-16. 30 seconds to go in the first. Bosco's got it right wing. After she knocked down the three, check it, that's not Boscarino. It's Alyssa Lorenzo, a 5'7" freshman, out there on the right side. But Boscarino did have the three as it goes out of bounds now, and Deneau with the hands up lets it go. It goes out of play off of Celeste Claw with 14.5 seconds to go in the first. Swee is back in the game in place of White. Penguins on the sideline, but close to the bucket. Boscarino takes it from Deneau, heaves it up! Right side, Boscarino on the baseline, knocks down, not a miracle, but a pretty great shot as Sweet fires half court, 1 second, as the rebound is taken by Lorenzo, and that's the first period. Of course, this year in PacWest women's play, it's broken up into four quarters. The men are not, but the women are. 23-16, a quick timeout in between the first and second period. We'll be right back right here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
Here's the good times, baby, now it's up to you. Tell me, darling, what it is you want to do. If you want me, you know I could be with you. We always got tonight. Always got tonight. You say you're happy that you found somebody new. Now you're leaving, gone for a day or two. Think it over, I can make it up to you. We always got tonight. Always got tonight.
Ikeora, 2 for 2. Danny Weathered is 2 for 5 with Bosco at 3 for 5. And Deneau, 3 for 6. Bosco with 1 outside. And that's the difference, 23-16. Jason Swee is 4 for 6 on the other side. And Tibet White did knock down a deuce in there. Here we go. Second quarter. Clock rolls. 23-16 Penguins. Weathered bashes one into the backcourt. Oh, and the Penguins had her 2-on-1 way back there. They got Celeste Klaw almost buried in the backcourt. A 2-on-1 situation, but Klaw is able to claw her way out and throw it up. Out of bounds, and Boscarino lets it go into the Penguin bench. 9:41 to go in the second period. 30 on the shot. Penguins attacking the southern hoop here at the Conlon Center. And that's the basket when you first walk into the stadium that you walk in under. 9:34 clock rolls. Danny Weathered's got it top of the key. Left side. As Lorenzo with a nice little stutter step passes it back off. Down low to Weathered. Now Boscarino staring into the eyes of Klaus. She takes a screen from Sorensen, drives in, top of the key. Lorenzo, long three, no. Missed it left. Sorensen with a rebound. Weathered to Diaz, on the way, no. Sorensen gets her hands on it, but it's stripped away eventually by Valerie Nawahine. Jayshon Swee now looks long three, goes deep. Taken down by Klaw, who turns around and goes back up herself, has it tipped away by Sorensen, and Sorensen with a whistle. On the foul, Celeste Klaw is going to head to the line now. 23-16, DU's inside a 9. Klaw knocks down the first one. And here comes Deneau and Ikeora for the Penguins. Sorensen heads out and Boscarino with a break. Natalia Cravens re-enters the game as Emily Nelson takes a break for BYU. The Seasiders in the house. And Klaw knocks down 2 of 2 there. And both were perfect. 8:50 to go, everybody. Deneau brings it up and passes it off to Danny. Now Lorenzo sets the screen. Oh, and Deneau falls as Lorenzo set that screen a little bit early, and Deneau just couldn't quite get around her. The ball ends up in the hands of Jayshon Swee, who takes it the distance, knocks it down. Ikeora on the long throw. Ikeora all the way to the other end, and she knocks it down. So 4 points scored, 2 by each squad. As the steal now by Deneau into the hands of Weathered. Wow, this is just such an incredible game. Defensively, both teams are really making it tough on the other squad. Lorenzo with a great assist down low. Right under the bucket, 27-20. Lorenzo gets it. Just another great assist. Boy, Lorenzo, first time she's been on the air, and she's really making a statement. 7:51 to go. 27-20 and whistles as the players are all on the ground. Dano and Diaz ended up on the floor as a foul on Natalia Cravens. That's her second. Mata Tonga enters the game, or re-enters, I should say. Dano fires it over to Ikiura, who has a little trouble, has to pass it back out. Foot fake by Lorenzo. And she looks like she may have traveled with it or cupped it. Danny, the Withered, argued that call a little bit with the ref. And Danny usually doesn't say it unless she's pretty serious about it. Danny doesn't argue every single play like some players do. So when Weathered argues a call, I gotta believe she believes what she saw. She usually lets her, she is one of those players, lets her game kind of do the talking. And it speaks loudly. That's just what a great player Danny Weathered is and has been for the Penguins. Jayshon Sweeney now, very close range, is able to bury about a six-footer. Bringing it up, Dano goes around the back, gets it off to Ikiura down low, and it rolls off of the right side of the rim, 7:16 to go, 27-22. Shout out to Danielle O'Reilly. She's the young lady who runs the gate here at Dominican. First person you see when you get here. Pretty good student, too, if I do say so myself. 7:12 to go. 27-22. So when you get here, say hi to good old Danielle. Inbounds, Dano to Ikiura. Knocks it down from close round. Oh, what a great play by the Penguins. Off the end line, right under the bucket. And Dano is able to get it in. Ikiura not only converts the deuce, but she draws a foul. And a timeout called by BYU. And when we come back, we'll have IQR on the line right here on Penguin Radio. Radio.Dominican.edu.
DU Did You Know? Brought to you by Penguin Radio. Did you know that Dominican University is 12 miles from San Francisco and is on 80 wooded acres with 220 species of trees, including redwoods, dogwoods, coastline oaks, and bay trees? DU Did You Know? Is brought to you by the DJs of Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
Worldwide, I might add, on radio.dominican.edu. Stuart Orn with you, and we're back on the air from courtside, Media Row, 7:12 to go, 29-22 Penguins. Pac West doubleheader today. So Ikiura has promised, back on the line. Penguins by seven, second period. Sandra Ikiura knocks down the freebie. So she had to wait all the way through the DU Did You Know. Oh, and Dano has it stolen away in the backcourt. Everybody falls on it. Boscarino's in there. Check it. That's Lorenzo. And I keep getting Bosco and Lorenzo mixed up. And Lorenzo, when you mention anybody in the same sentence as Boscarino, you know they are playing great. Because Melissa Boscarino is one of the stars on the Penguin team. That's for sure. And Bosco is out there. And both of them have the dark brown ponytail going. Boscarino heaves one up right side. And that was a full extension of her right arm from long range. And on the fly, Natalia Cravens. And she is fouled by Boscarino on the play. So Bosco is trying to make up for an ill-advised offensive attempt on the other end. And then it was swiped away by Cravens, who was able to knock it down. Kind of a miracle play, because she was really moving. The free throw is good. The three-point play converted. 6:46 to go. Ikiura down low from Dano. All alone with a big fake. Ikiura under Tonga. Oh, what a play. And Dano comes in, leaps as high as she can, trying to block the pass up court. Now Wahine is barely able to get it up to Devin Cowie, and Cowie may have been fouled, and she was, by Sandra Ikiora. So Devin Cowie comes in and, hello, her first few steps in, and she is fouled by good old Ikiora, who's playing hard tonight. I'll just say all the Penguin women are playing extremely hard right now. At a level, maybe they're just excited to be back. They gotta be. The freebies are both missed, and Danny with a rebound. Toboscarino brings it up 3-on-1. Bosco's gonna back out and slow it down. 6:15 to go. As Deneau and Boscarino are just playing a little catch out on the left side. Deneau spins 360, heaves it over to Lorenzo. Lorenzo pounds her way in, but can't make any headway. Three ball by Deneau is deep. The rebound is pulled in by Matatonga. Tonga gets it off to Cowie. Left side, three ball, and that is good by Nawahine. That Valerie Nawahine, a 5'9 senior, has such a smooth, smooth stroke, 32-28. The Penguins lead this one. Bosco, three ball, is deep as she was backing up on it. I think Boscarino thought she made that one. It was pretty pure. Just a tiny bit deep as Tonga comes up. No looks at left side. Over to Cravens. And now Lorenzo gets wrapped up under the bucket. And Ikiora ends up with the ball. 5:22 to go. Penguins by four. 5:22 in the first half, I should say. And Danny, now right side. Lorenzo to Deneau. All the way across the court. The big head fake by Boscarino goes in. She lost the handle on the way up, but she's fouled, so she'll get a chance to make up for it. The foul is committed by Matatonga. Tonga is 5'11 junior. She plays bigger than 5'11. She just has a long reach and is sort of an imposing figure down there. Doesn't move quickly, but when she does, she gets a hand on the ball and always seems to have her body in the right position. The first free throw by Melissa Boscarino is good, 33-28. A couple of new players come in for the Seasiders with 5:06, and Bosco fires the second one, and that is good. The result of hours and hours and hours of practice. I've walked into the Conlin Center over the last few years many times to find Melissa Boscarino alone practicing free throws. And this is where it matters. Right side, three ball by Nawahine is good from 22 feet, 4:45 to go. It's a three-point ball game. Penguins on top, and they would like to extend that lead. It has been as much as 8. Danny to Deneau, baseline Deneau. Deneau is fouled, and the ball is stuck between the backboard and the rim. And and Deneau jumps up, grabs the net, pulls herself up, and bumps the ball out. There's nobody on the court, I think, tall enough to get up there on their own and just knock the ball away. But Deneau figured out a way to do it. That was slick. It shows you how much upper body strength Deneau has. She went up and grabbed the net and then did a pull-up and with one hand held herself there while she knocked the ball. And keep in mind, she's got an injured left index finger. She's able to pull that one off. Deneau, she's always got something going, and it's usually pretty cool. All right, everybody, you are listening to radio.dominican.edu. Quick break from courtside. Glad you're with us. Happy New Year, Penguin Radio.
This DU Did You Know is brought to you by Penguin Radio. Did you know that Dominican is home to over 40 clubs and organizations on campus? Student life is an important part for any college experience, and Dominican can provide students with many ways to be active on their campus and community around them. Dominican has a group out there for everyone, and any student on campus is welcome to join a club. Log on to Dominican.edu to learn more information about clubs and organizations on campus, like Penguin Radio. This DU Did You Know has been brought to you by the DJs at Penguin Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. 34-31. Penguins on top in this one. This Pac West doubleheader. 4:36 to go in the second half, second quarter, I should say. I got to get used to this. This is the first season where the women go four quarters. Of course, the guys are still doing halves. And I'm not sure why. Now, I've heard varying reasons, but I actually haven't heard it from the top. You know, Bob Hogue, the commissioner, has not said, hey, Stu, this is why we did this. However, it is well known that the more timeouts, the more opportunities for strategy, the more opportunities for excitement, so they say. Dano goes to the line, and the first one is a little bit deep. The second one is not deep. It is El Perfecto. 35-31, the Penguins by four, and the clock rolls, coming up on four and a half. Inbounds, Penguins full court pressure. They bring it up. Devin Cowie is in trouble, but she's able to get it off. Down low to Nawahine. Right under the bucket. And she gets it back over to Cowie, who's able to knock it down. It's a two-point ball game. Three ball on the way. Boscarino knocks it down right wing. Melissa from way out there at about 24 and a half. Coming up on 4 minutes, everybody. Five-point ball game. Seasiders claw brings it up. No looks it right side to Emily Nelson. Good. 35-38 with 3:50 to go. Ikeora now 6-for-7 with Weathered only 2-for-5. We got to get Danny hot. But Danny in the corner all alone thinking about it. No, passes it off to Lorenzo. Ikeora head fake. Ikeora up and under. Oh, Sandra almost got another one underneath Emily Nelson. She's such a crafty player that Nelson has had trouble just containing Ikeora. Oh, and Ikeora stuffs Nelson with a big rejection. Nelson, the six-footer, plays. No, that cannot be right. She cannot be 6 feet. Check it. She's 6'5". Good heavens. I looked down at my roster. 6 feet. Well, she's taller than Sorensen, so she can't be a six-footer. And there's a three ball from the right side, laid in beautifully by Valerie Nawahine. 38-37, a one-point game. Coach Lacoste is going to bring in Holbrook at the break. Holbrook has not played yet as Dano fires left side. And with 3 minutes to go, the Seasiders have a chance to go on top for the first time in the game. Here it is. Three ball on the way by Claw. Good. 40-38, the Penguins trail as Celeste Claw from the top of the key knocks down the big tray ball. Weathered three ball to answer deep. Rebound Seasiders hauled in by Sheerston Nelson. Whistles on the way and a push by Danny. Fourth team foul committed by the Penguins. And they say it was on Boscarino. Her second. No, that can't be. Yeah, in fact, it can be. Boscarino to the bench. Holbrook's back in there now. Or in, I should say, for the first time tonight. Carly Holbrook, the three-point specialist. And a walk committed by Celeste Claw. Claw drove it in from the right side. And now Claw is looking over at the referee. And then Craig Stenger, the head coach for BYU, has his palms to the ceiling. What are you talking about, ref? That wasn't a walk, but everybody in the place saw it. Claw was laughing at it, but she just couldn't make up her mind where to pass it. Holbrook, right side, Diaz. Now over to Danny. Danny with that kind of crabby spider step that only she does. Gets it back to Dano, who goes up and under, off to Diaz. Three ball on the way. Yes! Natalie knocks down the three. 41-40. Penguins on top. Claw scrapping her way to the other end. Gets it into Cowie. Back outside to Claw on the right wing. 1:36 to go. Holbrook in there just playing some massive D on Cowie. Whistles. Emily Nelson hit the deck. And the foul is committed by Sorensen, the 6'2" junior out of Santa Fe. Good old Ashley Sorensen, been a good Penguin for a couple of years now, and it's just gotten better. But at 6'2", she can play right in there. And right inside with the 6'5", Emily Nelson, who makes the first one, a tie ball game. 41 apiece, fans. Nelson with a chance to put BYU up by one. On the way, and that's a horseshoe back at her. A lane violation? Oh, brother. It's like a lane violation as Sorensen heads to the bench and Ikeora comes back. So Nelson will get a chance to go again. All the Seasiders have the red Nike mid tops against their black and lava colored unis. Black with the lava colored numbers. Kind of offset by the pinkish red mid tops. 1:15 to go. Penguins now on offense. Danny's got it. She goes off to Deneau. Left elbow trouble. Back over to Weathered on the right wing. Coming up on 1 minute. Holbrook. Diaz with a fake. Oh, Diaz with a charge. Oh, it may have. Let's see here. Oh, it's an illegal block committed by Sheerston Nelson. Nelson hit the deck really hard, and it looked like she may have had the wind knocked out of her as the referees come out and they're going to have to squeegee up the area. Right on the free throw line where Nelson went down with 1:04 to go. But Diaz got the ball, lowered the shoulder, and went right into the midsection of Nelson and sent her flying. And Nelson was really wincing, sort of in pain there. Not sort of. She was wincing like she had the wind knocked out of her with 1:04 to go. Diaz to the line's a tie ball game. 1:04 to go in the first half. On the way. Oh, it rattles in. 42-41 Penguins. Nelson's okay, but she took one for the team there. The second one also bounces in, and the Penguins lead by two. 1:04 to go. Seasider ball. They bring it up now. Nawahine tries to pass it off left side, and a foul committed. And let's find out. It's on Diaz. That's the first committed, apparently, by Diaz, which is amazing. Diaz plays so hard at this point in the ballgame. You figure players bringing it that hard would have more than just one. Cowie on the line. Cowie knocks one down. 43-42. Devin Cowie, a 5'9 sophomore out of Honolulu, back on the line. Toes the middle and misses it right. Everybody goes after it. It goes out of bounds. Oh, and they're going to give it back. They're going to say it went out off of Deneau, who chased it toward the Penguin bench, then put her hands up as if it had gone out of bounds by Nawahine. But in fact, the referees gave it back to BYU, and Danny steals it on the inbound. So no damage done. Inside of a minute, Danny with a big head fake stops hard at the three-point line on the right wing to Deneau. Diaz, three ball on the way. Yes, Natalie knocks another one in! 46-42 as Diaz buries the long tray. Oh, it's a great play, 30 seconds to go in the first half, everybody. Penguin Radio. Worldwide inbounds, Diaz with a steal, but a whistle. Oh, that was a close play. 46-42, here comes the ref with 27.1 to go. Oh, the foul is committed by Sheerston Nelson. No, it's on Claw. Pardon me. I thought he said 33. But apparently it was three. He held up a three with each hand. Isn't that 33? The first one by Diaz is no good. It was on 33. All right. Very good. That's Sheerston Nelson. Well, it's our first game back, everybody. We're going to be a little bit rusty for a minute, but so far, so good. 46-42 as the shot on goal is no good. And the Penguins on the inbounds turn it around. Danny has a shot from close range, can't get it off. And a whistle as Valerie Nawahine is unable to break free. And I think one of the Penguins... Yep, it's on Weathered. And a timeout has been called by the Penguins. Wow. This, again, folks, 46-42 with 15 seconds to go in the first half, has been just a crazy off-kilter, exciting game. Bursts of brilliance interspersed with chaos. And it's kind of an interesting way to play a ball game. Certainly it's interesting to watch it. As the timeout by the Penguins has come to a close, as Coach Lacoste has all of the ladies around him, hands in the middle, 15.4 seconds to go, 46-42. Penguins back out on the floor first. Shout out to all the Dominicans listening worldwide, packing up your stuff and getting ready to come back to campus. Lady Penguins have been here the whole time, practicing 6 days a week, all through the break. And Coach Lacoste are totally committed. First one by Nawahine is deep. She'll go again. She bounces it three times on the way. And this one rattles around and goes down. Three-point ball game. Deneau's got it. Clock rolls 13 seconds. Shot clock is off. 10. Backs out Holbrook. 8. Drifts left side. Danny 6. Diaz 4. Drives in softly. Window 2. No. But a whistle with 2.7 seconds to go.
BYU fouls on 42. Matatonga.
Matatonga with the foul, the 5'11 junior. And that puts Diaz to the line with 2.7 to go. 46-43 in the first half. She bends at the waist, bounces it four times, lets it ride and misses it a little bit right. Holbrook comes out, Lorenzo re-enters. So this may very well be the final shot of the first half. Diaz on the way, the freebie missed short. Taken down with 2.1 seconds. And the BYUs don't have the time to turn it around. But in the first half, it's a 46-43 game in favor of the Penguins. Kind of back and forth. There was a point there in the middle where the Seasiders did get up by one. But the Penguins came right back and got it done. So for halftime, we're going to start you off with a couple of interesting files created by the radio students here at Dominican. And some music, and we'll be back in 15 minutes with the second half of this women's game. And of course, the guys are scheduled to go off at 7:30. BYU men, Dominican men, they'll be going next. 46-43 after the first half in the women's game. And we'll be back right here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
DU Did You Know, brought to you by Penguin Radio. Did you know that the DJs of Penguin Radio develop and produce their own shows, research and write their own scripts, and engineer all of Penguin Radio's live and pre-recorded broadcasts, all by following the 4 P's, preparation, production, presentation, and problem solving. The DJs of Penguin Radio rock!
DU Did You Know, brought to you by the DJs of Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
Welcome back, everybody, to Penguin Radio. Another live broadcast. 2015-2016 campaign. First one of 2016. Stuart Horn with you. Very, very happy to be here live at the Conlin Center at Dominican University of California. Big week of basketball. Holy Names in the house 48 hours from now. And 4 days from now, Notre Dame, Dana Moore. That'll be Gold Rush night. So Thursday the 7th, Saturday the 9th, 5:30, 7:30. all Pac West doubleheaders, all Bay Area rivals, all DU basketball, all on Penguin Radio. Third quarter coming up immediately following that whistle. And here we go. Clock rolls. Deneau brings it up. Lorenzo right in front of the broadcasting area. And Danny Weathered out on the right wing. Penguins just getting warmed up here in the third period. Weathered heaves it, intended for Lorenzo. But Claw gets a hand on it. Everybody ends up on their butt. Ikiora comes up with a ball and knocks one in off the window. 48-43, Penguins. What a great play. Looked like Claw had broken the whole thing up. Oh, and Ikiora breaks it up. One-on-one. Oh, Ikiora is tripped on the way up across the timeline by Natalia Cravens. And she's down and not getting up very quickly. And now she's covering her face with her hands. Now both of her knees are bandaged up. And both of her ankles. Now she pops up smiling, so she's okay. That could have been a disaster. As she was coming across the timeline, and Sandra got tripped up by Cravens. And the Penguins will have the ball on the end line. Penguins now attacking the northern hoop here, the Conlon Center, off to my right. Deneau looking to bring it in. She gets it into Weathered. 9:23 to go. Shot off by Diaz is woefully short from the left side at the baseline. Deneau brings it up. Uh-oh, Deneau hurt something. Deneau's left knee is bad and she's limping. And Deneau has drawn an official timeout and Deneau is going to have to go to the bench. And she may not be able to get to the bench. Deneau's left knee really got hurt. Oh, it doesn't look good. Boscarino in her place. And well, Deneau is clearly in 10 out of 10 pain right now. Lorenzo now out on the right wing, goes to the top of the key as we resume play. 8:56 to go. Boscarino, three ball! Boscarino with a big tray ball way out on the left side. 51-43. 8:44. Hopefully that'll make Deneau's knee feel a little bit better. As driving in, the left baseline is Jayshon Shui, and she's knocked out of bounds. No foul, Penguin ball. 51-43, Penguins, Bosco. Top of the key, Diaz three ball on the way, missed it deep. And the rebound is taken by Valerie Nawahine, who had quite a bit of work herself in the first half. In fact, Nawahine was 3 for 8, 1 for 2 from the line, 2 for 4 outside, as Claw walks with it, which allowed me the time to bring you those numbers for Nawahine. Shui, the leading scorer, 6 for 9. And we're back underway with 8:23 to go in the third period, 51-43 Penguins here at the Conlon Center. And driving in straight away, just pounding her way through the lane. And I cannot see who the player was, but I know that Diaz drew the foul with 8:17 to go, and whoever that player was has been down quite a while. And in fact, that player was Natalia Cravens, who will go to the line. Cravens, the 6-foot junior, is out there with Jinshan Shui, pardon me. Cravens to the line, and she missed the freebie to the right. She's also out there with Mata Tonga, Celeste Claw, and Valerie Nawahine. And she misses the second one. Oh, and Danny with a big rebound. And there was a perfect example of how Danny Weathered has a jump that most players in the conference do not have. Danny's up there top 5%. With her ability to leap from without much of a running start whatsoever. Ikiora from the right missed a short one amid heavy traffic, but Danny was lying in wait in perfect position for the rebound to put it back. Penguins by 10 now, the greatest margin they've enjoyed so far tonight. Danny over to Diaz. bounces one across the key. No look to Ikeora on an exceptional, beautifully drawn up play. A hand check at 55-43, and the check is committed by Lorenzo. That's her first, 7:27 to go. Penguins by 12 now, but the ball turned over. Seasiders on the sideline, right in front of media row. Lorenzo guarding Nawahine, and it ends up Penguin ball on the inbounds. Lorenzo's defense forced the issue. 7:24 to go, fans. Also want to give a shout out to everybody on the Stretch Network watching worldwide. So you can listen to it on Penguin Radio for free, or for a couple bucks you can watch it as Danny airmails one from the left corner. And of course, all proceeds help Penguin Athletics. So for a couple of bucks to watch this, seems like a good deal. Always nice to help the Penguins. Lorenzo from the right side after the Penguins crisscrossed it all the way up the court. From Boscarino to Ikeora and all the way into Lorenzo. It was one-on-one. She just missed a little bit short. Long three ball, and I mean long, in the corner by Nawahine. It was backing up. Was a little bit deep, 6:46 to go. And the Penguins, Melissa Boscarino with a foul. Nelson back in there for BYU as Holbrook and Deneau re-entered in place of Boscarino and Lorenzo. 6:46 to go. Penguins by 12. On the end line, Claw. She gets it in to Cravens. Top of the key now. White, right side, down, up and under with a good fake. Claw, three ball, left corner, deep. Ikeora hauls it in. Deneau brings it up quickly. Three on three, Deneau with a head fake, up and under. Oh, no! Yes! What a play. Up and under, Deneau. That was an incredible play. That Deneau is really something. She went driving in. I've got to try to describe it. I know what I saw. And I still don't believe it because it was such an incredible play. She went driving in the right side of the key and got it underneath the arms of the outstretched defender, who was Emily Nelson, who has a very wide wingspan. And Deneau was able to sneak it up underneath her and get it off the window and then spin it. So she actually had to put a little English off the window and got it to fall. It just crept across the glass. And Deneau is able to get it to fall. Good old Taylor Deneau at 5'5", plays like she's 7'5". And you talk to her about basketball and you watch her play, and she believes it. If anybody believes it, she believes it. And that's such an important component to being a great player, and she's well on her way to that. 5:48 to go, 57-43. Ikeora Knox will stand on the line. As the Conlin Center falls silent. And she missed it. So, IQ out of the line, misses two. And the Penguins are now on defense. And it's been all about defense tonight. Really, the score is a reflection of their commitment tonight to keeping the ball outside. And there it is again, as Claw was unable to get to break through and get anywhere close to down low. Danny knocked it away, and Holbrook has a look at three, head fake, has it blocked away. And that was not Holbrook's finest moment. Although the Penguins strip it away by Deneau, and then Ikeora is able to convert. So Deneau just gets her mitts in there and becomes another part of another great play. And if you look at the top three plays tonight that have been, I don't know if they've been big pieces of this decision at this point, 59-43 at timeout BYU, with 4:58 to go. But of all three of the plays, the top three plays that have happened tonight, Deneau has been right there as a part of all of them. Two, by virtue of her assist and great defense. And, of course, the one she spun off the glass, the up and under, the most incredible play of the night, good old Taylor Dineau. Hope you're enjoying this broadcast. 59:43 to go on Penguin Radio. Stuart Horn with you for tonight. Men coming up next. And, of course, in a couple of days, in fact, Thursday night, Holy Names, the Hawks will be in the house right here at the Conlon Center, 5:30, 7:30. And Saturday night, Notre Dame, Dana Moore. After which, the Penguins will hit the road for 2 weeks. And we're back underway, 4:58 to go, and the clock rolls. 59:43 inbound Seasiders. Penguins are able to keep them way outside. The shot from the free throw line goes off by Nawahine. Penguins with the rebound. Danny to Holbrook. Three ball on the way. Oh, Carly missed it right and has not scored yet, which is surprising. Penguins all have fresh legs. I talked to Coach Lacoste before the game. Said everybody's practicing very well. No injuries. Shot on goal is no good by the Seasiders. Rebound Diaz. Penguins 59:43 for BYU. Oh, Dineau goes in against Claw, sneaks one up. Oh, and just a little too much window this time. Very similar to that exemplary play of a couple of minutes ago. A very similar look. In fact, this was easier, but Dineau put a little too much mustard on it. And a whistle against Diaz with 4:04 to go. And in fact, it is against Diaz. That's her third. Four committed by the Penguins. And the third by good old Diaz. Well, there's immediate timeout, everybody. Which means it's my opportunity to thank you for listening to radio.dominican.edu and to bring you this very informative and important announcement.
DU Did You Know, brought to you by Penguin Radio. DU Did You Know, the Alemany Library at Dominican University is named in honor of Archbishop Joseph Alemany. He was the first Archbishop of San Francisco and brought the Dominican Sisters to California from Fanjo, France. The library opened in 1963 and in 1964 was one of seven libraries to be recognized by the American Institute of Library Buildings for its architecture. Also, from an aerial view, the library is in the shape of a cross. DU Did You Know is brought to you by the DJs of Penguin Radio.
All right, well, thank you very much, DJ Rodeo, one of our excellent broadcasting students here at Dominican University of California. Back underway, 4:04 to go in the third, 59:43. Claw to bring it in right under the bucket. She does so. She gets it in left side, very close range to Sheerston Nelson, who's able to knock down the deuce. Dineau brings it up, and Noe looks it over to Danny on the right. Diaz, left side, can't get in. Holbrook against Claw, passing it back off. Dineau, free throw line, missed it right. And the rebound is hauled in by Devin Cowie. Cowie brings it up, goes left side. White, Tevet White, goes for a long deuce, and the rebound by Dineau. And she brings it up, goes between the legs, picks up a screen from Sorensen, drifts over to the left side, Diaz. Back to the top, left elbow with 3:20 to go in the third. Dineau drives in against Cowie. Now Danny. And back over to Dineau in the corner, thinking three ball. Eight on the shot clock. This is as deep as the Penguins have taken the shot clock, as they're able to get it off to Danny Weathered on the left elbow, and she's able to bank one home. Kind of a line drive that only a player who can jump as high as Danny Weathered can pull off that shot. Oh, Dineau breaks up the play and gets a finger on it into the hands of Danny, all the way down to Holbrook. Right side, the layup is good. Holbrook one-on-one against Cravens, and Holbrook wins the battle, 63-45. Alyssa Lorenzo prepares to enter the game as Claw throws it away. Diaz brings it. Diaz, two on one. No look to Danny. All alone. Good. 65-45. Diaz and Weathered. And there's no way one person is going to break up that play. claw, top of the key, has Deneau in her face. Now Deneau drifts over and gets in the way of Natalia Craven. So Deneau is just a pesky little defender against the BYUs. And Deneau's huffing and puffing, and she's still limping a little bit on that left. That left knee is a little bit tender. But Deneau is bringing it. And the Penguins' lead is 20. Ikiora 6-for-8, Weathered just improved 3-for-7 with Boscarino in there, 4-for-8. Of course, Boscarino's hit a couple of threes. And Holbrook's got the ball, 2 minutes to go in the third. Right wing, Holbrook, three ball on the way. Good, there it is! Man, Holbrook, man, you let her break free and you're dead. Holbrook gets that first three, and she may very well be on her way. There's a shot on goal right side by Matatonga. No good. Penguins with the rebound, a buck and a half to go in the third. Diaz thinks three, and they back it out. 20 on the shot clock. Lorenzo against Claw. Three ball. Yes! Lorenzo! The 5'7 freshman out of San Ramon went to Valley Christian High. Way out on the right wing, is able to knock down the tray ball. 71-45. 1 period ago, the Penguins trailed by one. And driving in and up and under from close range, Jayshon Swee. And she cannot get it to fall. Swee had a clean look. One of the few clean looks the Penguins have allowed tonight. She made a great deke to the right. Coming in from the right side, found herself in the middle of the key, and the foul was ultimately committed against Matatonga, who heaves up a horseshoe. And interestingly, after she missed that free throw, Jayshon Swee came in and tapped her on the back as if to say, that's okay, don't worry about it, and Tonga kind of waved her off. And Tonga was totally focused. She knocks down the second one. 1 minute to go in the third. Danny brings it up. Diaz, right side, Lorenzo, head fake. Lorenzo's pumped after that three. She went baseline way out on the right side. And she was right up against the baseline, couldn't get it to go. Claw brings it up. Now Shui. And a foul may have been committed. It's committed by the Penguins, in fact. It was on Diaz. And that's her fourth, and Shui will go to the line. And they're going to bring Deneau in prior to the shot. That's interesting. Nope. They brought her in and then pushed her out. I thought that was a little strange. Shui buries the first one of the perfect free throw as Diaz heads out with four, and Taylor Deneau re-enters. Shui, the 5'9 senior out of Beijing, makes them both. 43 seconds to go. Taylor into the hands of Sorensen, but stripped away. Celeste Claw's got it. Claw brings it up, dribbling left-handed. Now right, now left, goes over to the left side. Now the top of the key, three ball on the way by Sheerston Nelson is missed. Right side, Penguins with a rebound. After Sorensen, tippy toes on the baseline, and like she's walking a tightrope there on the baseline. So she's got to keep control of the ball and keep her feet in play, obviously, as Boscarino re-enters the game. Ultimately, it's Penguin ball. It'll be on the long end. And Deneau is going to take another break. So Boscarino's back in there, 20 seconds in the third period. And she double dribbled. So Boscarino got wrapped up as Shui forced the issue. 71-48, 15.6 seconds to go, and the Penguins are going to relax their defense a little bit. Claw is already in trouble. Sheerston Nelson gets a shot off with 3.5 seconds to go. And another whistle as the bucket does not fall. Holbrook picks up her first, and that's the fifth on the Penguins. Shui back to the line. Not a lot of whistles in this game so far. And Shui drops the first. 71-49. On the way, and this one, ooh, missed it right, but it went in anyway. Just one of those plays. The Penguins tried to get the ball quickly to the other end, but with just a second or two with which to work, they could not do so. So at the end of the third period, 71-50, and a quick timeout, which gives us time to bring this to you by the DJs here at Penguin Radio.
DU Did You Know, brought to you by Penguin Radio. DU Did You Know? Dominican University of California is ranked as one of the top 25 most beautiful campuses in California by collegesincalifornia.net. With a mixture of Mediterranean and Victorian style buildings, the campus located in San Rafael, California occupies 80 acres with over 220 different species of trees, creating a breathtaking woodsy environment. DU Did You Know? Brought to you by the DJs of Penguin Radio.
Yeah, breathtaking and woodsy. I'll go with that. That's kind of a nice way to describe our beautiful surroundings here at DU. Oh, top 25. Sandra Ikiora, 9 for 12 in three periods. 2 for 5 from the line with Danny Weathered, 5 for 11 indoors. 0 for 1 outside. Boscarino, 5 for 9 with 3 for 5 outside. And she's a perfect 2 for 2 on the line. Taylor Deneau is 4 for 13, 0 for 3, long range, 1 for 2 from the free throw line with Natalie Diaz, 2 for 9 indoors, 2 for 7 outside, 3 for 8 indoors, 3 for 8 from the free throw line with 8 rebounds for good old Diaz. So here we go, fourth quarter, everybody. Penguins by 21. Penguin Radio. Claw brings it up. From the sideline, Penguins on defense, defending the southern hoop, off to my left here on Media Row. Claw three ball, backing up on it, missed it a little bit deep, loose ball. Into the hands of Cowie, who goes to Claw in the left corner again. Turning around, close range, Shearston Nelson can't get it to fall. Sorensen with the rebound. Lorenzo, other end, Lorenzo softly tips it in as she was falling over the baseline, 73-50. 9:24 to go. Head fake by Jin Sean Sweet. And she throws it away, and Sorensen has it go out of bounds off of her calf. 9:15 to go. Coach Stenger has been up on his feet most of the game. And he's not, doesn't seem happy. Well, that makes sense, considering the Seasiders were 1 point ahead midway through the second period. Shui now with a three ball. Check it, a long deuce, 73-52. And the Seasiders steal it away. And he steal it away from Sorensen, which is not easy to do. Claw converts after the steal. And it's a 19-point ball game. 8:52 to go, 73-54. Danny. Softly over to Boscarino. Now in the corner, Lorenzo. Down low, Sorensen has it stuffed. But no whistle as Emily Nelson got a paw on it. 73-54. Nelson with a good block. And the three ball by Shui is no good. Penguins can't get the rebound. Subsequently, a long three by Cowie way out on the right wing. And the Penguins lose the rebound again. Finally, from the left corner, Shui is able to convert. And you can't keep giving good shooters looks like that and not pull down the rebound. That's tough. No look right side. Holbrook, three. Yes, Carly answers! Holbrook is able to stop the bleeding. For the fine pass by Boscarino to the right side, and that's where Holbrook can just kill you. And backing up, the great two is Cowie from the right corner, 76-59, 7:37 to go. Danny's got it. Holbrook to Boscarino on the right wing. She's got Claw in her face. Lorenzo launches the three short, and it goes out of play off of the end line. Lorenzo, I don't know if she's going to take a break or not. One, two, three, five. Yeah, she's, Lorenzo has come out. Danny Boscarino. Ikeora Diaz and Holbrook for the Penguins out on the floor. Nice head fake as Shree drives in right side. Good. Wow, that was a little too easy. 76-59. Shree just deked one of the DUs and was able to drive in uncontested. 7 minutes exactly. Diaz back up to Ikeora on the baseline. Ikeora goes hard for the bucket, but a little bit short. Valerie Nawahine brings it up. And now the Seaside is just going to slow things down. Driving in, Shwee, whistle, Shwee. Ikeora draws her second. And that puts Shwee back on the stripe and in and out. 6:40 to go, 76-61 Penguins. The Penguins in the late in the second period really started to break away. And while there's still, you know, there's still plenty of time to go, 6.5. Boscarino's got the ball. She drives in, no look out to Ikeora with great patience, but an air ball. It looked like Ikeora hurt herself. It hurt her arm or something on that shot. She was trying to get it up and over Emily Nelson. But to continue the thought, there's still plenty of time for the Seasiders, but the Penguins really broke away and had that 21-point lead, which has been reduced slightly. I think it's 15 now. And Seasiders keep playing hard as Taylor Jackson is going to get her first minutes tonight in place of Jayshon Sweet. So Jackson has come in at a critical juncture. Danny's got it, and Jackson is wrapped up, and Jackson had come set and is driven into. And in fact, the foul is committed. The foul is committed by Emily Nelson. Although it looked like Jackson was the one who took the pounding. And Danny goes to the line and knocks it in. 6:19 to go. So Jackson walks in the very first 2 seconds she's in. She gets hammered. But was not called on the foul as Danny knocks them both down. 6:19 to go, 78-61. Celeste Claw brings it up across the mighty D, the Penguin right in the middle of the house. Insignia on the court. And Diaz gets wrapped up, falling out of bounds with Valerie Nawahine. And it is going to be BYU ball. Natalia Cravens, the 6 foot junior, re-enters the game in place of Jackson. Nope, Jackson's gonna stay. It's in place of Cravens. So Jackson doesn't even have sweat yet. Everybody else is sweaty, but not Jackson. She's only been in a few seconds. 5:58 to go. And the shot on goal from pretty close range by Cravens hits the bottom of the bucket. Now that can't be. Yeah, it was on Cravens. It was Nelson that came out in place. So, not Cravens. The Penguins are able to work it to the other end, and Claw steals it, takes it down for a long deuce, 5:36 to go, 78-63. And the Penguins are going to slow things down. I have a feeling that the Penguins are going to slow things down and start to methodically work this clock down as Ikeora drives in from the right side. Now, while I have that feeling, Ikeora didn't let up on that play at all. And she drove in hard, coming up on 5 minutes. Cravens, long deuce, outside of the left elbow, good. 80-65, as we're at 5 minutes exactly. Bosco to Diaz in the backcourt. BYU is stepping up their defense as Danny goes up and over the top of Valerie Nawahine a little too easily, as Nawahine may be a little bit tired because she didn't even jump up after that one. And now immediate timeout. And you're listening to NC2A Division II basketball right here at Dominican University of California. Stuart Horn with you on the Stretch Network and Penguin Radio worldwide. Glad you're here. 4:53 to go. 80-65 Penguin Radio.
DU Did You Know is brought to you by Penguin Radio. DU Did You Know, the Alonzo King Lines Ballet BFA program was created in 2006. The curriculum focuses on ballet while providing liberal arts studies, specialized dance, history, and music courses, as well as extensive training in modern and other dance forms. This program is designed for career-oriented pre-professional dancers. DU Did You Know is brought to you by the DJs of Penguin Radio.
All right, very good. 4:53 to go, 80-65. Well, here are the numbers, folks, with 4:53 to go. Ikeora 10 for 15 and 2 from the free throw line. Danny Weathered is 5 for 12, 2 for 2 on the line, with Boscarino 5 for 11, 2 for 2. Dano 4 for 13 with 1 for 2, and Diaz 2 for 9 with 3 for 8. Diaz, of course, 2 for 7 outside, with Holbrook 2 for 3 outside, and Lorenzo 1 for 3 outside. Penguin ball inbounds, top of the key, Holbrook to Bosco, drives in, Bosco, whistle, Bosco. And Devin Cowie picks up her first, a hand to the head, as Melissa Boscarino will go to the line. She toes it with her right foot in and out. The veteran Boscarino, 4:46. Good old Bosco, a 5'6" senior out of Valencia. Good old number two. This one doesn't go. Always pulling for Bosco. Communication student. Great radio voice, by the way. If you've ever heard her on Penguin Radio, she's something else. She's almost as good on the radio as she is on the court. And just throwing it up. What a play by Jackson. Jackson is fouled. And on the play, it somehow ended up in the bottom of the bucket. And that's the fifth on Diaz. So she's going to have to head to the showers. 4:35 to go, and Dano will come back in. Boy, Dano can play and plays anybody. Good play tonight by Natalie Diaz, who fouls out of the game. And often is the case where the number of fouls is reflective of some really hard play. And that's exactly the case with Diaz, as Jackson makes the freebie. So the three-point play is completed by Taylor Jackson, the 5'6" junior. A very nice work out of that young lady, as Dano drives in and has it stripped away. And I believe the foul is on Cravens. And that's her fourth. Cravens, Dano to the line. And Taylor knocks down the first one. Puts Taylor 2 for 3 on the night from the stripe, and here goes the fourth, and this is out. 50% from the line, and Ikeora falling out of bounds, gets it back to Dano. Hoboke way out on the left wing, claw goes after it, instead Boscarino drives in. Here's Ikeora off the window, good! 83-68, 4:10 to go. Celeste Claw comes in and walks with it. Claw high dribbled, and Claw's looking over the coach. She can't believe it. That's the second time Claw's been called the high dribble. And both times, Claw has looked as if she was not sure why. Danny to the right. And that's got to make a player. As Danny drives in, she's fouled, and Boscarino now can't believe the call. And it's on Weathered, so Weathered went in a little recklessly, 4:03. But when a player is called and does not understand why, they are likely to commit the same foul down the road. Does not make sense. As Claw, both times with the high dribble, has looked over to the coach, looked to the referee, and made signs that she did not understand why she was had committed the violation. This time she brings it up and she does so without penalty. Across the court, Penguins on defense. Long three ball by Valerie Nawahine, and she knocks it down. A 25-footer, and Nawahine just buried one from long range. Here's Holbrook to answer. Yes, Carly, again. And in her career, when she gets going, it is a sight to behold. Holbrook outside the line, as good as anybody in the conference, and Jackson is fouled by Holbrook. It's a hand check, and Boscarino went in on Holbrook's behalf to argue the point. But she was waved off by the referee as Jackson's got it on the inbound. Penguins on defense. Claw three ball on the way. Good from out in the corner. And 86-74 as the BYUs are raining threes. 3:08 to go. Luckily for the Penguins, Holbrook's out there firing on all cylinders. And she gets a pass off all alone from Deneau. But Carly walked with it, clearly. She grabbed it and took an extra step. I think what she wanted to do was step backward because she was just inside that three-point line. And Holbrook's so good, she wanted to give herself the opportunity of the three ball. Deneau dives on it as she gets locked up in a jump ball between Devin Cowie, Melissa Boscarino, Taylor Deneau. Of course, called a dual possession, but old school would call it an old jumper as they've got to get the squeegee out there after everybody hits the floor. At this point in the game, there's going to be a huge puddle. 2:51 to go, 86-74. And it looks like the squeegee crew has concluded their important work right in front of the BYU bench. So Jackson will bring it in. It's stolen away by Boscarino. All alone, Bosco has one player on her. That's Emily Nelson, who fouled Melissa on the way up. And just about all she could do was foul her. Otherwise, it was going to be a very easy bucket for Melissa. So that'll put her on the line at one-on-one. And Boscarino had just broken away. But Nelson, the 6'5" senior, was able to get her arm in there and break up the play, and subsequently Bosco misses the first one. So she'll give it another try, and it's on the way, and it's good. So 2:46 to go, and the clock rolls. Claw to the other end. Jackson, she's going to have to slow things down. 87-74. They get it indoors to Cravens, who goes in hard and draws the foul by Sandra Ikiora. Ikiora, second-year Penguin, second year with the DUs. And Ikiora she was good last year, and she's so much better this year. She's so much more patient as Cravens knocks down the first one. And Ikiora is an impressive component to the Penguin squad as yours truly ends up with the ball. And right in front of the broadcasting area, Deneau will bring it in. 2:32 to go. Bosco now back over to Taylor, top of the key. Thinking about it, Carly wants to go three, but Jackson's in her face. So she respects Jackson's ability as Bosco drives in and foul, and she'll go back to the line, it looks like, by Cravens, I believe. So that's going to be the end of the night for Cravens, as she has fouled five times. The 6-foot junior will head to the bench, and in her stead, Sheerston Nelson will return. 2:21 to go, 87-76. As Bosco, with backspin, knocks down the first one just perfectly. A smooth Boscarino. Nice high arc on it, backspinning, good. And here we go, clock rolls, 2:20. Fourth quarter, 89-76 Penguins. Claw, top of the key. Penguins are Well, I'll tell you, the Penguins are still playing pretty hard as Deneau with a foul against Claw, and the bucket goes. So the Penguins went all of 11 seconds before they committed their next foul. 89-78. And for those of you who respect a team that plays hard to the end, no matter what, that's what you got right now with Penguin basketball. This night, second one's good. 10-point game, 2:08 to go. Low dribbling Deneau across the middle of the house. The timeline, Danny. Boscarino, right wing. Now they're starting to milk it a little bit. Inside of 2 minutes. Head fake, Deneau. Deneau pounds in and goes in very hard against Nawahine. 144, Claw brings it up, 91-79. Penguins now keeping the middle just filled up. And a long two ball, left side by Devin Cowie, 91-81, 131 to go. We'll have the conclusion of this one when we come back right here on Penguin Radio, worldwide radio.dominican.edu.
DU Did You Know, brought to you by Penguin Radio. DU Did You Know, Chili the Penguin, Dominican University of California's mascot, was inspired by the black and white habits worn by the sisters. Students claim that when the sisters walked around campus, they looked like penguins. The sisters approve of the reference. Yay! DU Did You Know is brought to you by the DJs of Penguin Radio.
Radio.Dominican.edu is the official radio station here at Dominican University of California. Worldwide broadcast every game from the Conlon Center. You find it right here on Radio.Dominican.edu. Yours truly, Stuart Horn, with 131 to go. The Penguins' lead is 10. Both teams, 5 fouls as we go out for the final 91 seconds of action here from Media Row at the Conlon Center on the campus of Dominican University of California. Our athletics director, Amy Henkelman. Of course, the chair of the communications department is Brad Van Alstine. Communications department brings you this broadcast and every broadcast from the Conlon Center. Deneau brings it up against Claw. And she's low-stepping, and she's having fun with it, but she almost stepped back over the timeline because it started to get away from her a little bit. 1:13 to go. Carly goes three ball, tipped out by the flying Weathered. Weathered comes flying back in to break up that incredible shot. Well, what made it incredible was the fact that the ball was loose. 1:07 to go. Weathered got the ball back for the Penguins, coming up on 1 minute. Holbrook looks back for a little help for Boscarino. Back down low, Danny pounds her way in. Close range, Weathered! 93-81. 50 seconds to go as the they still haven't put it up on the board. I don't know, certainly 93-81, but it says 91-81. And there's a foul against Ikiora, committed by Valerie. Now, it looked like a face mask. .1 seconds. Now the score has been changed on the board, and it is correct. 93-81, and that is correct. Ikiora, who had her head bent backward on the play by Nawahine, and I think what happened was Nawahine got her hand caught in Ikiora's hair and kind of twisted her neck back like she was face masked. That's exactly what it looked like as the second one goes. 94-81, 35 seconds to go. Jackson's going to bring it up slowly. Stolen by Ikiora, and it's a jumper. And Ikiora, I think Ikiora was still a little bit steamed by that last play as the possession arrow goes to the Penguins. Although, and it could have been a very dangerous situation. It certainly was dangerous for a moment to have your head twisted backward that way. She was driving in the right side and ended up twisting back over her left shoulder, if you can envision that. Danny drives in, 15 seconds, Deneau. Well, every play now, Deneau is bending the knees and really low to the ground. And I think she's developing her own little thing. As Deneau drives in, 6 seconds to go, Ikiora to Boscarino to end the game, three ball, and Melissa Boscarino buries the tray with 1.7 seconds to go. The Penguins were just rotating it outside. And the Penguins will all now drop back, 1 second to go, and there's the whistle, or the buzzer, I should say. Whistles, buzzers. It's all happening as the Penguins win 97-81 the final after the Seasiders had come back in the middle of the second period and led by one at one point. And all the way through that second period, they played the Penguins very tough. But it was late in the second period when the Seasiders and the Penguins started to break away. Amy Hankelman, our AD here at the Conlin Center, she's always here, 97-81. Happy 2016 from everybody at the Conlin Center. Well, folks, that was an exciting one. There were a lot of things that happened in that game that I must say I don't recall having seen much of. And that is that back and forth style. And I don't know, is that signature Lacoste? Could that be the new Penguins? That is 50% brilliance, 50% considered, well-balanced approach, 50% chaos. And what are you going to get at any given moment? The team is playing as hard as they possibly can, just recklessly at times, it seemed, and yet contained. It was an amazing ball game, to tell you the truth. In 97-81, well, you cannot argue with the numbers. The Penguins just 3 points away from that century mark, which, you know, in women's basketball, especially D2 level, you don't hit it that often. And here the Penguins were really able to break away with some exceptional play. And I was hoping to get a stat sheet before I sign off, as we have a 25-minute break before the men. But I do want to bring attention to a couple of players, and not just Penguin players, although tonight I like to choose a player of the game, and it's generally, here we go. This is what I'm looking for, the stat sheet in hand. Generally speaking, you know, players of the game are chosen by those who score the most, generally speaking. And in that case, you would have to agree that in 26 minutes, Sandra Ikiora was 11 for 16 and 3 for 7 from the free throw line. And an exciting game. Ikiora never lost her intensity the whole game. But then you have to bring into account that Taylor Deneau, who played 29 minutes, hurt her knee to the point where she was in excruciating 10 out of 10 pain. At one point in the ball game, was able to hang tough and started something new with this low dribbling, low approach, which absolutely threw off Celeste Klaw late in the game. That whole fourth quarter, Deneau had a look that the Seasiders had not seen all night. So I'm going to break it up tonight between Ikiora and Deneau as my players of the game, with honorable mention, very honorable mention, to Danny Weathered, who played 39 minutes. Weathered 6 for 13 and 2 for 2 at the line, 0 for 1 outside. And good old Bosco was 6 for 12. She was 5 for 8 from the free throw line, but 4 for 6 outside, also a 29-minute player. Natalie Diaz, who got a ton of minutes tonight, 3 for 8 from the line, 2 from 9 indoors, 2 for 7 long range. And Holbrook, who came in and only played 19 minutes all of the second half, who was able to make 3 long range bombs, which put the Penguins so far out that the Seasiders had no chance. 97-81 the final. The Penguin women move to 3-1 in conference play. while the Seasiders move to 1-3. Next up, the men. We're 22 minutes away from the national anthem. Penguin men coming in. 6-4 overall, 2-1 in PacWest play. Seasiders 3-1 in PacWest play. So this should be a good one. Booker and the guys are out on the floor right now, warming up. We're going to have it for you in about 20 minutes. Please stay with us right here on Penguin Radio. Radio.dominican.edu.